what we looked at was America's 65,000 census tracts throughout most of the country. And as well, we focused on the nation's 30 largest metro areas. But for the nation as a whole, the basic idea was to sort of look at whether low-income households, and they have a certain definition, whether they were increasingly living in census tracts with other low-income households. So one part of the study was looking at the concentration, whether low-income increasingly lives with low-income. Similarly, we looked at America's upper-income households, and the idea there was to look to the idea of our upper-income households continuing to live with a diverse mixture of other households in their census tracts, in their neighborhoods, or are they increasingly tending to concentrate in neighborhoods, census tracts, with upper-income households? And what we found for the nation as a whole was that on both ends, there has been an increase over the last 30 years, from 1980 to 2010, in basically lower-income households residing in majority lower-income tracts. And similarly for the affluent, with the affluent increasingly tending to reside in majority upper-income tracts. Back in 1980, 23% of the nation's lower-income households lived in a majority lower-income tract. By 2010, about 28% of the nation's lower-income households lived in a majority lower-income tract.
Where does that leave so-called middle-income households? It sounds like some of them are moving to affluent areas, some of them are moving to poorer areas, but where does that leave the middle-income group? Is that a smaller group now?
In percentage terms, mm-hmm. It's certainly a smaller group.
I see.
The middle income in America, it's a diminishing group, and the number of tracts, which are majority middle income, has diminished as well. So again, in America's neighborhoods, there's sort of a hollowing out, a subtle hollowing out that's occurred over 30 years.
What does this tell us in terms of policy? What do we do with this information?
What we sort of do with this information is, I think, particularly that the nation's lower-income households are increasingly concentrated in low-income neighborhoods, that's a point of concern. We know from other studies, there's a social science literature on sort of, you know, how does your neighborhood matter? I can point to, you know, at least several ways in which we sort of know that neighborhood context matters. If we looked at, for example, student performance and how likely students are to sort of stay in school, students in high poverty neighborhoods where lower income families are more concentrated, they don't do as well in school. We could look at sort of things like, you know, ability to, how easy is it to get a job? In getting a job, it's partly who you know. It's your contacts, mm-hmm. your network. And we sort of know that in predominantly low-income neighborhoods that the likelihood of landing a job, it's harder to get a job because you don't have the neighborhood connections. And then finally, there's sort of, I'll just mention sort of the obvious one that I think most immediately comes to mind, is that as neighborhoods become more highly concentrated with low-income households, that affects property values. And because in many, many local jurisdictions, we raise tax revenues by using property taxes, the concern is that there's basically to provide a basic sort of quality public services, that it becomes more difficult as neighborhoods become more concentrated. So on a variety of grounds, there's concern for, you know, a growing number of largely lower income tracts.